It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, June 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. The City of Grand Junction has found that the proposed amphitheater for one of its parks may cost a lot more than planned. The outdoor stage is part of a master plan for Las Colonias Park. This is Tracy Wieland, the Recreation Superintendent.
Las Colonias Park is actually a riverfront park that the city has owned since 1997. It's been master planned three times, and it's about 130 acres. And we have really been seeing a surge in the momentum and the interest and excitement for a riverfront type of amenity in the last several years, which really spurred the most recent revision to the master plan in 2013.
Part of the newer master plan is an amphitheater, and not a small one at that. They're planning on it comfortably seating 2,000 people, perhaps 10,000 people, shoulder to shoulder, right on the riverfront. When this was planned out, they hoped to keep the cost of the amphitheater to $1.5 million.
The $1.5 million estimate isn't really even an estimate. It was just more of a goal for us to try to keep the project as low as we possibly could keep it. So again, it's not a budget item, and it is not an estimate per se. But when we got into the schematic design for that piece of the park, we really started to understand, and it became more of a reality that 1.5, our goal of trying to meet that lower dollar figure, was just not realistic. We needed to think a little bit bigger picture if we wanted to get a sizable stage, and if we wanted to get lawn seating for several thousand people in addition to parking.
So far, the estimates for the amphitheater alone are $2.5 million. Stage one of the park's master plan will be completed next month, and if the funding works out for the amphitheater, it could begin development next year. A Western Slope nonprofit is now providing low-cost legal assistance to immigrants. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Two employees of the Hispanic Affairs Project recently got certified to offer legal aid to immigrants. The organization is helping people who can't afford to hire an attorney.
I am an immigrant myself, and I know how difficult, complicated, and sometimes very frustrating the immigration process can be.
It took Margetta Zubkova 2 years to become an accredited legal representative for HAP. She says there is no other agency providing this kind of service to low-income immigrants on the Western Slope.
We are hoping that we can help a lot of people, if they are undocumented, to become documented, or if they are already documented, to adjust their status for a better immigration benefit.
HAP says its goal is to prevent immigrants from being scammed by people who offer phony legal aid. The organization has offices in Grand Junction and Montrose and serves six counties in western Colorado. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
Police in Grand Junction responded to a call yesterday afternoon, finding a man deceased in his home. Police have determined the death to be suspicious and are looking for a woman for more information. Barbara Blanton Mares is a person of interest. She currently has an arrest warrant out for her for walking away from a community corrections facility last Friday. Police believe she might be driving a stolen pickup truck, a red 2007 Ford. The City of Montrose just looked at their tourism numbers for the first quarter of the year, and things look good. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
Retail sales are up 9%, restaurants are up another 9.5%, and hotels are up almost 20% over last year. This has meant thousands of dollars more in the city coffers. This is Robert Joseph, the director of the Office of Business and Tourism for the city.
I think that part of that upswing has to do with the general rise in tourism travel, if you will, because we know that people are feeling more and more confident. They have a little bit more discretionary income, so they're beginning to travel again. But having said that, you know, typically January, February, and March are not really. We often like to say that summer is our strongest season, and the tourism office, of course, is now working to make Montrose a four-season destination. But that's what makes us very excited. Also, is that what would typically be not a great month or a great quarter has actually turned out to be very positive.
He credits Montrose's focus on tourism year-round, as well as actively engaging social media and highlighting their visitor center.
You know, the Colorado State Tourism Association, the CTO in Denver, is just doing a magnificent job in putting Colorado on the map. You know, because of their efforts, Colorado is now in the top five of states that people want to visit. And so without their help, you know, I doubt that we would be anywhere near where we are right now.
He also says that the city's new water park will hopefully draw even more tourists to the city. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A rescue operation happened yesterday on Mount Sneffels. The Ouray County Sheriff's Office, along with the Colorado National Guard and Mountain Search and Rescue, received a call about an injured skier. The 50-year-old skier was leading a group downhill when he fell, resulting in serious injuries. Climbing up the mountain, as well as helicoptering and descending down the mountain, rescuers brought the injured man out and eventually to a Ouray County EMS team. The tree that had fallen into the North Fork of the Gunnison and was causing a hazard near Hotchkiss has been moved. The cottonwood strainer had been straddling almost the entire river, but now it's moved out of the way. The Delta County Sheriff's Office says that it still is in the river, but much safer now. Colorado's former attorney general is now the mayor of Colorado Springs. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin says that Southers told the gathered media beforehand that he was both excited and apprehensive.
I have no illusions about the fact this can be a tough job. Colorado Springs has some real major challenges, infrastructure in particular, new job creation. And when I look at a lot of the tough jobs I've had in the past, I'm convinced this is probably going to be the toughest.
During his tenure as Attorney General, he oversaw the implementation of Amendment 14 and challenges to Colorado's marriage equality laws. He says over the next several weeks, he plans to immerse himself in city government, beginning with a management meeting and eventually meeting with all the city's employees. Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.